Now for some of you, today will be the day of Arafah, an amazing day. And for others, it'll be tomorrow, depending on what school of thought you follow and what are the rules of moon sighting. For those for whom today is the day of Arafah, it's an amazing day. And one hadith comes to mind. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, once on the day of Arafah, heard someone ask something from someone else, from another human being, and he said to him, "Today you ask from other than Allah? Today, even if one wished for changes in a baby in the womb to be righteous, it would be accepted." And for me, that hadith sums it all up about the vibes that are generated during this day. I wait for the day of Arafah in my life so that I am able to think, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me achieve my full potential. Now let's look at some of the recommendations for today. To do a ghusl after the Salatul Asr, and remember, it is on the day of Arafah that all Muslims, regardless of what school of thought they come from, when they are in Hajj on the plains of Arafah, they recite the Dhuhr and Asr Salat together, so that they have more time for that period of Arafah. Anyway, so after Salatul Asr, to recite two rakats, in which in every rakat you have Suratul Hamd, Suratul Ikhlas, two times Suratul Ghafirun under the open sky, and then to confess to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our sins, to do tawbah. And I promised that we would look at this subject in some aspect today. Tawbah literally means to return. It means ruju, to turn back. In Surah Al-Tahrim, Ayah 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha, asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyatikum, wa yudkhilakum jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar, yawma la yukhsillahu al-nabiyya wal-ladhina amanu ma'hu, nurhum yas'a bayna aydihim wa biimanihim yakuluna, rabbana atmim lana nurana wa ghafir lana, innaka ala kulli shayin qadir." O you who believe, turn to Allah with a sincere turning. Maybe your Rabb will remove from you your evil and cause you to enter Jannah beneath which rivers flow, on the day on which Allah will not abase Rasulullah and those who believe with him. Their nur, their energy, shall run on before them, and on their right hands they shall say, "Our Rabb, perfect for us our light, our energy, and grant us our protection. Surely you have power over everything." Now, tawbah literally therefore means converting sin into goodness. Wherever possible, seeking forgiveness and not doing it again. So is that possible? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah wishes that whatever befalls a human being, a mistake, a slip, trouble, or anything done through human weakness, he or she does not abandon tawbah. Let's look at the conditions for tawbah. The first condition is the intention. There must be a resolute intention to be able to want to move away, to do a U-turn from that which is wrong. There was a person at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who, even after the ban for drinking wine, drinking alcohol came about, was carrying with him a bottle of wine. And there were people crowded round him and he had this bottle in his hand. And suddenly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and said, "What's going on?" And they said, "Ya Rasulullah, look, he's got wine with him." And Rasulullah tells him, "Pour it out." And when he pours it out, it was vinegar. And the crowd dispersed. They were absolutely sure this was wine. When they went away, he told Rasulullah, "Ya Rasulullah, I swear this was wine. I feel so bad about it." And the Prophet said, "This is what Allah does when your intention, because at that moment you intended that you would never go back to this." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converted that wine to vinegar. That is the intention that is required. And He will assist. That beautiful dua of Imam Zainul Abideen, "Ya Muhsinu qad ataqa al-musi' fatajawaz an qabihi ma'indi bi jamili ma'indika ya kareem." A one who does the Hassan, in front of you has come the sinner. Change what is evil in me with what is beautiful in you. The second thing is to remove that evil which is in the past. To be able to correct it to the best of your ability by having remorse. Remorse is one of the greatest things that removes the evil from oneself. To actually feel bad about what you've done. Don't sit and justify it. So many times we try and justify our actions. We know they're wrong, but we will still justify them. We try to play Robin Hood, steal from the rich and give to the poor. It does not justify stealing. So these are things that we must understand. The third thing is to make a firm resolution never to return. And do it in whatever way works for you. By saying it to yourself all the time, putting up a little poster saying, thou shalt not do this, whatever you need. I remember I knew a young lady who used to stay at Halls in university. And I remember one day her pleading, if you're coming down to London, please come and visit me. And I went to see her. And it was wonderful when I looked at her room. All over her room she had, it's time to pray, it's time to pray. And she had all the, it was like walking into a big clock, you know, everywhere you saw there was just times. And I said, what's the matter? And she said, well, it's the only way I can make myself pray on time, because I see it all over me all the time. And it's important. In this country, we don't have Adhan loudly everywhere in our, to be able to hear it. So maybe if you wish to do something like that, to have an Adhan clock. I mean, I'm just giving the example of Salah. There may be so many other things that we need to be able to remind ourselves. And that's really a resolution not to return to what we were doing before. If it was, for example, not praying, then this would remind us to come back again. The fourth condition is to return the rights to creation. If I've taken something from someone, or if I've said something about someone or to someone, then just by saying, Ya Allah, I ask for forgiveness, or Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayhi, it's not going to make it right. To be able to return their rights, to be able to ask for forgiveness. The fifth thing is to fulfill those duties that you neglected because you were so wrong. The sixth condition is to grieve, to be able to fast, to rid that flesh which was gained by haram means. And finally, to be able to experience the pain of continuous ibadah to compensate the pleasure of sins. And this actually takes the human being through a system of tawbah. And these conditions were given by Imam Ali alayhi salam when he heard a man say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. And Imam said, do you really know what that means? So the day of Arafah in essence literally means first to be able to correct that past, to be returning back to the present moment. Because we're always looking for the next moment. We have somehow an inability to be at home with the present. You know, when Arafah means to recognize oneself, it's not to add more knowledge or more information transfer. But it's able to recognize what we have at the moment, to access a deeper dimension of the nafs, which really exists in every human being. Absolutely all of us have this dimension within us, which is able to soar above. Don't compare, because comparison makes you feel uneasy. We get a sense of inefficiency. You need more, more, more. Just look at who you are and where you want to go, and take time out to ponder over these things. Remember, one of the greatest things that we have forgotten is that silence speaks. And finally, one of the greatest things you can do on the day of Arafah is to be able to set goals. But also know that arriving is not that important. It is having that goal and working towards it. That is the most important part. And the best goal is to say that, Ya Rabbi, I want to be able to have goodness in this world and in the hereafter. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Our Rabb, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire.